Hello, folks. This is Dr. Sandy, and welcome to my new podcast. Since this is my first podcast, I think it's a good idea to ask you to take a short walk with me in my moccasins so that you can experience what it is that I am experiencing every day with regard to our wondrous children. So here's what I see. Millions of children. Literally millions are coming into this world with their brains wired differently from the so-called norm. So what do we do? Well, we try to fix them and normalize them by giving them a diagnosis and sometimes medicating them. After years of working with these children in different parts of the world, what I have come to understand is that they are arriving in such large numbers for a reason. They have come to teach us. They have come to teach us a whole new way of seeing the world, a whole new way of being, a whole new way of listening and connecting, and especially a whole new way of parenting and educating. These children have come to expand our minds, stretch our brains, and lift us into a higher consciousness. These wondrous children, you know, they are like the canaries in the coal mine. They have come to warn us that our parenting and teaching paradigms are no longer relevant, that these practices are outdated, because they are not freeing the child's true spirit, nor the real genius in every child. These children with brains wired differently have come to tell us that our current parenting practices, although practiced with great love and best intentions, are actually hurting children and holding them back. Folks, when we try to normalize these different children, we are not only dishonoring them, but we are also robbing the world of the truly incredible insights, unique talents, and amazing innovative thinking that they bring with them. And then there is something else very unfortunate that is happening when we try to normalize them. When we give them a diagnostic label and medicate them, we are telling them there is something wrong with you. The truth is there is nothing wrong with them, but they get the message that I am not enough. I am not good enough. That who I am is not right. It's just not enough. Can you imagine the incredible pain this causes in their being? And then what happens is that this inner pain triggers high inner stress, which pushes them into stress survival behaviors of fight, flight, and freeze. And when we see these behaviors, what do? We take them to the doctor, who diagnoses all kinds of so-called disorders, such as oppositional defiance disorder, or depression, or ADHD, or OCD, or a long list of other possibilities. These are not disorders. They are children who are in stress survival behavior, triggered by well-intended parents and teachers who don't understand that these children don't need to be labeled. They need to be honored for the genius that they are. It is time for us to stop labeling children and start listening to what they are here to tell us. I am Dr. Sandy Gluckman, and I teach parents and educators how to reverse so-called learning behavior or mood problems by knowing how to use the power of their relationship with these children in ways that will neurologically and biologically heal their spirits, their bodies, and their brains. In my next several podcasts, I'll be talking about things like how parents can rewire the child's self-belief from an I'm not enough belief to an I'm so enough belief. I will be talking about the fact that when children live with high levels of stress hormones, they are reduced to surviving instead of thriving, and unable to tap into the unique greatness that they have inside of them. And I will talk about how to prevent this from happening. I will be talking about how stressed parents raise stressed children and much more. Be sure to visit my website and YouTube channel, which are packed full of powerful and practical information and tools. And please, be safe and be well.